Why are you putting the mail back?
Because I put a flyer in there for a big dance in with the mail.
Why?
Because I bought some tickets for this dance, see? And I want to invite Angela. But I don't want to make a big deal out of it, so when she sees the flyer, I'll casually ask her to go to the dance with me.
Why?
Look, a giraffe.
Where?
No. I just wanted to hear a different question.
Why?
Go in the house. Hurry up. Get in there.
I thought you and Angela were married.
Why? No, well, look. What would make you think that?
Well, you live together and you like each other.
Well, yeah, but let me tell you something, pal. There's a lot more to being married than that.
Well, what do married people do that you and Angela don't?
Look, a giraffe.
The Starlight Ballroom is going to have a last dance before they tear it down.
No, Mona, what are you going, Dad?
My goodness, I had no idea you were so attached to inanimate objects. I suppose that's why he likes Angela so much, huh?
Tony, put that in the mail so it'll be easier to ask her out.
I hope this is his idea, because if it's yours, it's pathetic.
Mona, Angela and I, we used to see other people, and now we're not. And I would just like to ease back into what we had before.
Do you mean that vague, unfulfilling, frustrating, immature joke you called a relationship?
Yeah.
But the Mystic location's perfect for the shoot.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'll go get the contracts.
Fine, I'll practice signing my name.
Okay.
Right now, she's in there looking at the flyer, huh? Thinking about how much she'd like to go with me.
It's a great plan, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, you're a true romantic.
Thanks, sir. But you know, when you're around women as much as I am, you learn that timing is everything.
Angela, do you want to go to this?
To what?
The Starlight Ballroom, closing after 65 years. Farewell dance, Saturday night. What do you say?
Thanks, but I don't think so.
Oh, someone already asked you?
No, although I was hoping, somebody might be.
Oh, well, it is this weekend. I mean, if he hasn't asked you by now, I don't think he will. Come on, you can't wait forever.
This is it. See, now I go in there and I casually notice the fire and I ask her to go.
You're a genius, Tony.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday night, then. Lucky thing this was in the mail, huh?
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
You're a pinhead, Tony.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden.
Oh, I'm so glad you invited me. You've always been my favorite customer at the checkout stand.
Oh, hey, look, there's my boss. Come on, we'll meet him. Angela, Tom,
hi.
This is Lizzie.
Hi. Where have I seen you before?
Paper or plastic?
The Fairfield Market. Hi.
Oh. Well, why don't you join us?
Oh, thank you. Sure, we'd love to. Have a seat.
Tony's been coming in for 5 years, and it took him this long to ask me out. Can you believe it?
Well, he's funny that way.
Excuse me. Do you mind if we sit here?
Sure, pull up a chair.
No. He means, can we sit here?
See, when we first met 46 years ago, we were sitting in those two seats.
And tonight's our last chance to relive that moment before they close the ballroom forever.
Oh, gee, you know, I just got comfortable.
Tony!
I'm kidding. They know I'm kidding.
Reminds you of somebody, Nick?
Yeah, amazing. Jenny used to beat up on me just like that when we were a young couple.
Well, actually, we're not really a couple.
Well, hey, neither were we when we first met. But 6 hours later, we were married.
6 hours, eh? Way to go, sister. 7 years and Jack and Jill still haven't fetched a pail of water.
Mother, I don't think these people want to hear about our personal life.
Why not? They look like they could use a laugh. Excuse me.
So tell me, how did you guys end up getting married after only 6 hours?
Hey, it's just another one of those stories about a Brooklyn guy and a Connecticut girl with nothing in common, thrown together by fate and passion. I mean, I wouldn't want to bore you.
Bore us.
Yeah, bore us to death.
We love boredom.
Well, it was 1944. Nobody knew when the war was going to end, and I was working the loading docks when I joined the Navy. I was a cocky young kid, and Jenny was well-to-do, Ivy League, you know, a real snob. Back then, the Starlight was a USO. So one night, I come in with my buddy Ralph.
Richer than the Brooklyn USO.
Ooh, and where do you see the dames? Hubba, hubba. Come on. Hey, a couple of beers, huh, pal?
Hi, sailor. Wanna see my tattoo?
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Hold your fire there, Sparby. Come on. It's a long war.
Nick, what are you doing here?
Lindy?
Don't be cute and charming with me. 2 nights ago, I went on a moonlight drive with you because you said you were shipping out the next morning.
I'm back!
You're back after 2 days?
Shh. I was on a top secret mission. Let's just say you won't be hearing much about that Hitler guy anymore.
Wow! How'd you do it?
Depth charge in his lederhosen. Boom.
Holy smokes!
Boy, are you smooth, Nick! Top secret mission! If I hadn't hide it with my own ears, I
wouldn't. Hey, Ralph, did you ever see a dream walking?
She's too classy for guys like us, forget it.
Well, you got that half right.
Nick, look at her. She's a real society dame. I bet she never even heard of Brooklyn. Probably thinks the Dodgers are from, I don't know, California.
Who cares? She's a knockout.
Yeah? Too bad she's with that chicken colonel over there.
Shine, mister!
Oh. No, kid, not today.
How about a paper?
No, thanks.
Wanna buy a watch?
No, scram. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe there is something you guys can do for me. I'm going to make it worth your while, too.
Look, mister, you're fighting to keep the world safe. So whatever it is, my brother and I won't charge you. Just buy a paper, okay?
Sure. You got it. How much?
$20.
I'm giving you $5. And there better be some good news in here. Now, come here, you. This is what you're going to do.
And I thought later we might stop by the officers' club. They have a string quartet.
Gosh, that sounds swell.
Daddy!
I've never seen him before in my life.
Daddy, Mommy says please don't stay out late again tonight.
Get out of here, kid. Just go away.
Is that any way to talk to your son?
He's not my son!
Oh, Daddy!
Goodbye, Colonel.
But Jenny!
Leave me alone. I know a whack who's big and can crush you.
Slow down. Hey, you okay?
What? Oh, yes, I'm fine. It's just some people.
You know, you gotta be careful.
It's always some wise guy out there looking to take advantage of a swell girl like you. Care to join a lonely sailor?
All right.
Yeah, sure. Let me see.
Thank you.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jenny.
Oh, Jenny, huh? That's a nice name. You're probably one of them college girls.
Those. I went to Wellesley.
Ooh. Prestigious. What'd you study?
18th century French literature with a minor in medieval art.
Jenny's a nice name.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wanted to.
Well, hey, it had to be us. What do you say?
Oh,
great. It's a beautiful night tonight. Nice moon out. Yeah, I know this spot we could drive to.
Hold it. You're moving too fast.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm rushing it. It's just...
What?
Well, I didn't want to say anything. It's just... I'm shipping out tomorrow. Well, that's why I was rushing, because I figured if I couldn't have at least one kiss before I...
Nick. Oh, you should have said something. I guess you were just being brave.
Oh, well.
Ow! What? I goggled?
Your unit hasn't had any orders to ship out. I know. I work for the U.S. War Department.
Did I mention I was on a secret mission?
You are just an insensitive, dishonest palooka. And you are only wanting one thing from me, and you're not going to get it, and that's no secret.
Oh, Jenny, wait a second. Did you see that?
What a little spitfire. Hey, you're better off without her.
I don't know how. I'm gonna get that girl.
You, Nick? Blonde over there asked me to crush you.
I'll see you later, Nick. Wait. She slaps you. She has you crushed. You're lucky she liked you.
So what happened?
Ah, come on. You kids don't want to hear the rest of this. You should be out there dancing.
Oh, hey, I got an idea. Why don't you two go out on the floor, warm it up for us, and then we'll meet you after we hear the story.
Hey, yeah.
Good. World War II. Now, that was the one with John Wayne, wasn't it?
Come on, Nick. Finish the story.
Well, I was feeling pretty low. But Jenny here couldn't get me out of her mind. I mean, she was kicking herself for walking out on such a great guy.
Oh, now hold it. That's not exactly how it was.
Man,
tell me about it.
He's a first-class jerk, a bum. If I never see him again, it'll be too soon.
Yeah. So can I have a shot at him?
No! I'm shipping out tomorrow. If I could have but one kiss. Oh, how could anybody be brainless enough to fall for a routine like that?
No, I heard it with my own ears. He blasted Hitler right out of his shorts.
Forget about her. I mean, she's stuck up. She's got no sense of humor. And I don't think she's a natural blonde.
Hey, watch it, pal. You're talking about the woman I love.
Hey, what do I know? I ain't had a date since 1931.
You!
Uh-oh.
I got $5 on Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes, sir. Sir, look, I know what I did was wrong, and I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just there's something about that girl, sir. I had to be with her. I mean, you understand, don't you? So, look, I'm sorry. I apologize. No hard feelings, huh, sir?
Yeah. No hard feelings.
You should have ate your spinach.
You big bully, he was apologizing to you.
I think I broke my hand. That guy's got a head like a rock.
How could you let that guy sucker punch you like that? It don't make sense.
Shut up, Ralph.
I mean, you were a fleet champion 2 years running. I don't get it.
Shut up, Ralph.
Oh, you poor thing. I've got a first aid kit in the car. If you want, I can put something on that.
Well, okay.
I want you to know that I'm just doing this to help a serviceman. It in no way changes the way I feel about you.
Oh. Well, I understand, and that's okay with me.
Good. Oh, be careful, it's my last pair of nylons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Oh, look. Now you gotta run.
To hell with them.
What is it?
What do you want?
We got our orders. We ship out tomorrow.
I don't need any help. Get out of here.
Yeah, he doesn't need any help. Beat it.
This is no scam, Nick. It's the real thing.
He's right. It's the real thing. You ship out at 0800.
Give me that. If I can't get a woman with this, I deserve to get shot.
You can't believe it.
It's not fair. We just met.
You know, I may not see you again for weeks or months, or I may never. Marry me.
Oh, but Nick, we can't do that. We barely know each other. It would be crazy.
Well, I'll take your time, you know. Don't rush. Take 5-10 minutes. Mull it over. You decide. Say yes. Would it be crazy?
I'm sorry.
From London, here's the latest on the war.
This is London. It's a city under siege. Hitler's V-2 rockets drop with increasing frequency on this already battered metropolis. As Londoners take refuge in the relative safety of the underground, the worst part, they say, is not knowing where or when the next rocket may hit.
If we're going to get married, you should probably tell me your last name.
So we found a chapel down the street, woke up the pastor.
And we've had the same last name for 46 years.
So, hey, and then the next morning, you went overseas.
Not exactly.
The orders weren't real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the orders were real. But that night after we got married, Nick, threw his back out.
Carrying you over the threshold.
No.
No.
Oh! Well, hey, if you got to be 4 rep, it beats getting your foot caught in a thresher.
But if it weren't for those orders, we would never have gotten married.
And we wouldn't be sitting here tonight. So, sometimes crazy ideas work out. Mm-hmm. Come on, you want to dance?
Oh, you bet.
Hey, that's a terrific story, guys.
Oh, well, they're not the only people who move fast.
Yeah, it figures. She works the express lane.
Well, looks like we lost our date.
Yeah, well, actually, it's okay, because I kind of wanted to ask you to this myself.
Really? Oh, why didn't you?
Because I'm slow. Do you think that we're moving too slow?
Well, I don't think that we can compare ourselves to other people, and I think every situation is different.
I guess.
Have you been happy the last 7 years?
Oh, yeah. Well, except for those 3 weeks when I thought I was losing my hair. Holy. No, I, I'd say these have been the happiest years of my life.
Me too. Maybe that means what we've been doing is right.
Hey, they're playing us. I mean, they're playing their song. Wanna dance? What do you say?
No, you don't think we're moving too fast.
It's okay. It's a slow dance. Says the night has to end.
Not again. I hate when this happens. That's better.
I like it the old-fashioned way.